So you translate state agency on energy efficiency. So yes, I'm here in multiple roles, but one of that is special advisor to the head of SAE in Ukraine. And I congratulate and encourage Moldova on your bold plans and actions that you just described, because it's very important. Apparently, some of our actions are driven, like usually, and it was for many years, to consider that most of the actions should be driven by a business case, by money implied. And that's what energy efficiency is about, because first of all, it's profitable. Profitable for business. And while designing our energy efficiency integrated systemic programs, we were very much relying on logical actions of all players. But unfortunately, it's not necessarily the case. And what we see right now, that our action is more driven by understanding of security of resources. And overall instability of energy supply, systems were very much threatened in the region. And we understand our vulnerability in terms of prices and availability of energy resources, as well as energy security. And of course, this is a sad story overall, but it makes us to evolve. And like, for example, one of the most beneficial outcomes of what's going on in Ukraine was that at community level, understanding of energy efficiency is now very high. This is rather to address what you mentioned, Stefan, about how to build individual and collective awareness about the impact of energy efficiency and overall impact on decarbonization as well. And overall, when we talk about integrated solutions, this is rather a short jump to economy. We need to understand at which stance, well, in economy it's called accounting stance, we are playing with. So like, for example, in UNIDA and with our pledge to implementing of energy management systems in according to ISO 50000 series standards for industries, which is very important, we are playing at the stance of companies. Companies to consider their business as a system and to improve the parameters of that system so the business can be efficient, profitable, more competitive, and of course this also reduce impact from that business on environment and community. Then of course from the government level we always see how the entire system works, but entire system higher you look at it also brings more risks and understanding of other factors that impact your system. So right now, we actually believe that there is a lot of future in the action that we can do if we will do that action at the community level basis. Because like, for example, with a very clear situation that we had this winter, when energy resources, distribution of energy resources was very limited, and business was one of the segment mostly affected with that. Community understood that business and performance of the business in terms of consumption of that energy resources is vital for community survival. So that brings us to a very effective level of cooperation, which is a community-based level. And to help them to do that and to understand, of course, we need to do two things. One thing is, of course, it's storytelling and building the case, a successful business model with very clear examples and integrated solutions that also consider not just energy as a source, but type of energy. So we now talking more about linked to renewable energy and accumulators that also has its very beneficial impact on stability and energy security component. But also developing, and this is the second thing that we have to do and actually doing right now in Ukraine, and specifically at the level of the state agency of on energy efficiency, it's creating complex bridging mechanisms with financing and financial resources mobilization at its core, but also with developing of actual catalog of equipment, technologies, and solutions, and providing training to all groups and sectors of users. And in Ukraine, it is called the National Decarbonization Platform, which hopefully will have to be launched this month.